For Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue, 2007 was an amazing year that will forever live in the annals of NFL history.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
After losing their first two games of the season, the Giants would reel off six straight wins, started by an impressive fourth-quarter goal line stand in Washington.
Hand off left for Betts, and he's tripped up and stopped short. Giants stopped him on fourth and goal, and they're going to win the ball game.
Fighting for a final playoff spot, the Road Warriors would head to Buffalo in Week 16, where neither rain nor snow could keep them from their goal.
Bradshaw to the 40, to midfield. No one's going to get the rookie Adam Marshall. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ahmad Bradshaw. 88 yards for the rookie, and the rookie may have run the Giants into the postseason.
Congratulations, Jonas. 10 wins in here. That's a great job, man. Terrific job.
To rest or not to rest, that is the quandary facing Tom Coughlin's Giants. With nothing to be gained in the playoff standings, do they sit their starters or do they go for the big win against the Patriots and the momentum that that would provide going into the playoffs?
Oh, the Giants are in the playoffs. They ain't got nothing to play for. Rest their guys so they don't get hurt. But these are in the playoffs, too.
What did they come out here for?
Coughlin played his starters, and the Giants would give New England all they could handle in the final game of the regular season. Eli Manning would throw four touchdowns, and although Big Blue eventually lost the game, it was clear they had earned the Patriots' respect. Following the game, Coughlin would get a heartfelt message from the legendary John Madden, praising the coach's decision to not sit his starters.
This message from John Madden, it was incredible. And it starts out, Tom, this is John Madden. The voice is cracking. I mean, this means this much to this man, Hall of Famer, whose emotions are pouring out of this phone call. It's great. Great stuff.
Manning back to throw. Pumps, looks, fires right for Toomer in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! The New York Giants have come to Tampa and defeated the Buccaneers.
Big Blue would then travel to Dallas, the home of their bitter rivals, where they got some much-needed redemption after having lost both of their regular season matchups against the Cowboys.
Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants. R.W. McQuarter.
Jerry just set the tickets over, so we're all set.
Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
When you walked out and that thing hit you in the nose, that's how cold. But you know what? The focus never changed. And the focus never changed for our team. Okay, the elements are there, but you know what? We got a job that's much bigger.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
And the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers 23-20.
It's the greatest professional feeling in the world, the greatest satisfaction you ever had for one moment in time. We're sitting here Saturday night with one 60-minute game to play for a chance to become the world champion.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
What a season, from 0-2 to 14-6 after a 17-year wait. The Lombardi Trophy returns to Giants Stadium